This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون كما أمرنا الله في كتابه يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن هدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Inshallah, let us recite the morning dua together. So, may Allah Rabbul Alamin shower His blessing and mercy upon all of us. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma bika asbahna wa bika amsayna wa bika nahya wa bika namut wa ilayka an-nushur. Bismillahillazi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis samai wa huwa as-sami'ul alim. Raditu billahi rabba وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد النبي اللهم زدني علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا اللهم أدخلنا جنتك وأجرنا من النار اللهم أنت السلام Sallim Muhammad Abu Sa'id Yassir lahu Wala tu'assir lahu Ja'alhu Minas sabirin Wal qanitin Wal zakirin Ya hayyun Ya qayyum Birahmatik nastaghiz Rabbana Atina Fid dunya Hasana Wafil akhirati Hasana وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين يا رب العالمين. All praise due to Allah رب العالمين for all His blessing, His guidance and His mercy. May Allah رب العالمين strengthen our iman, increase our sabr and make us among the people who always remember Him in good time, in bad time. Remember Allah Rabbul Alameen when we are healthy and when we are not healthy, when we are rich or when we are poor, so that Allah Rabbul Alameen will remember us more, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, we like to convey salam from our family brothers and the sister in Islam from Yogyakarta. And we have some who have been with us, who came here before. But most of them, alhamdulillah, have been exposed to the Quran and the Sunnah's teaching. Because Indonesia is a country, a very unique country, that everybody is free to do almost everything. Like how free in Thailand you are allowed to do almost the opposite thing, and in Indonesia, any religious activity is allowed, to the extent that if a person want to claim that I am a prophet, also no problem. If the people want to believe in you, that is between you and the followers. Nothing to do with the authority. In a way, yeah, everybody is responsible to their own deeds. Yeah? Every one of us is responsible, yeah, to your own deeds. Yeah? Allah Rabbul Alameen make it very clear, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ. Allah Rabbul Alameen say, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. That means everybody is responsible to their own doing. And also, وَأَلَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. You'll only be asked by Allah upon what you have done. And in the same time, today we have been praying for a brother, Muhammad Abu Sa'id, who is having a very critical cancer problem, and they have tried their best to go through all the treatment here, and thing is not helping. And now the family, they just came and see us this morning to inform us they are moving to China, yeah, for treatment. We pray, may Allah Rabbul Alameen give us patience, sabar, because when you don't have peace within yourself, it's very hard. Yeah? Whatever treatment is given to you is not going to help you that effectively, because you yourself must have peace. A person will die not because of this sickness or that illness. You die because Allah said so. Sickness is just a reason to make it easier for the living to understand, so that we accept, yeah, because of this, he died. Then, case closed. But in reality, Allah is telling us, we die because our ajal, yeah, have come to us. Not because of sickness, not because of old age, not because you, yeah, don't have enough food and so on. It becomes, it's time for us to go home to Allah Rabbul Alameen. So we also ask Allah, may Allah help him by helping those who are attending to him to understand the pain, the sickness that he is going through, to make them identify what is the best treatment. And then may Allah Rabbul Alameen make him also istiqamah qanitin in remembering Allah Rabbul Alameen, that he must always have faith in Allah, never give up hope and never lose faith in Allah Rabbul Alameen. Especially when we are facing any kind of surgery, before you go into the room, we always encourage people to have wudu if they are possible, to take the ablution if they can. Then to make a dua, at least Rabbi Yassir wala tu'assir. Then try to go in with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Because no one knows when you enter that room, you are going to come out, yeah, safely or not. No one knows. So we want to have a good ending, and this is a reminder to all of us when we have family members who are not well and they are going into the surgery room, please remind them to do that. At least if something happened, they will have a good ending, inshallah. Because they have recite La ilaha illallah and Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a very simple recitation, but it is very, very important for our future. Yeah? How bad we are, but if you manage to recite La ilaha illallah Muhammadur before you depart from this life, there's a lot of blessing. Yeah, there's a lot of hope for all of us. So we hope all of us who are here, don't forget to remind those who are not well, never forget Allah Rabbul Alameen. The dua that we always recite every class is one of the dua, Raditu Billahi Rabba wa bil Islami Dina wa bi Muhammadin Nabiya. Now these three things is important to remember, because this is the question that Allah will ask us when you go down. Yeah? 6 feet below, the question from the angel is on these three matters. I recap again so that we have a better understanding about Raditu Billahi Rabba. Is to remind us to accept, learn how to submit and accept what Allah ordained upon us. Don't keep on complaining, entertaining our this feeling that because there is no end. You just have to learn how to accept and move forward. Have good thoughts with Allah. Allah knows best. He is the all-knowing, all-seeing, the creator. What He planned is the best. That is very important. Not what we think is best. No, what He thinks is best. Number one. It's like when you are sick, you must learn how to accept it. Number one. And when you learn how to accept, wabil Islami dina, you have to face whatever sickness with the Islamic guidance. That's why the saying is wabi Islami dina. You have a problem. Are you going to solve your problem without referring back to Islam? No. I want to solve my problem according to Dinul Islam. I want to seek treatment. Alhamdulillah, Islam says seek cure, seek medication if you are not well, but don't get into any haram kind of treatment, especially the treatment will have something to do with the jinn, bomo, yeah, and all this spiritual kind of thing. We don't want to get involved. Anything to do with herbal, alhamdulillah, until today we don't have haram herbs yet, alhamdulillah. We all have all the halal kind of herbs, so it's okay. You know? How bitter the medication is not an issue, as long as halal bitterness. You know? Yeah, it's good. This is important. And also, we pray, may Allah guide us, وَبِ مُحَمَّدٍ نَبِيَّ, because the ummah of the Prophet, when they encounter sickness, illness, never they go to look for all these spiritual doctor for advice. They know when you go to this spiritual doctor, they know what kind of advice they're going to give it to you. The first thing they'll tell you, there's some bad gene inside you. This is the unseen. They put more problem into your life. Now, without entering the gene, last time you think of this pain, that pain, now they put another gene there. So, you have to face another problem. So that is why we always say Raditu Billahi Rabba wa bil Islami Dina wa bi Muhammadin Nabiya. We have to go back to the guidance of Islam and also the way the Prophet ﷺ had taught us. Brother and sister, remember the last part that we are discussing with all of you 2 weeks ago. We remind you about the duty of all prophets and messengers is very clear. They are not here to teach you how to be rich, how to be this and that, but they are here just to remind all of us. As a reminder, Rusulum or Rusulan Mubashirin wal Munzirin, Allah said, the messenger's duty is to bring glad news, good news to the people who have good intention, and warn them about Allah's punishment. If you keep on denying Allah, ignoring Allah, then you are just looking for trouble. And the last ayah that we share with you, not only the last, the second last ayah, رُسُولًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْزِرِينَ لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ أَلَّا اللَّهِ الْحُجَّةِ بَعْدَ الرُّسُولِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. The messengers bring glad news and warn them about Allah's punishment, so that the people will have no argument excuse against Allah in the day of judgment. After the messengers, Allah is always mighty and wise. Meaning, you have no excuse. I don't know. Oh Allah, nobody informed me. That's why the messenger was sent. But in the same time, you look at the last ayah, وَمَا كُنَّ مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. Never would we punish anyone until we have sent a messenger. Is here to remind us, brother and sister, you have no right to judge anybody. None of us can judge and say that this Chinese friend of mine, this Indian friend of mine, this Italian friend of mine, he is a non-believer. And he will end to hell. Nobody can use that statement. Why? Even Allah said, I will not punish anybody until the message of Allah, the good news, have reached them, and purposely, intentionally, with knowledge, they reject. I believe majority of us here have friends who are not yet Muslim. You have no right to judge them until you convey the message to them. But today, we fail to convey the message, but we love to pass judgment. That is the worst thing. That means you commit two sins now. You fail to deliver the message means you have betrayed Allah's knowledge that Allah has given you. It's an amana knowledge. The truth is an amana. You fail to act upon the command of the Prophet ﷺ to be the best ummah, where the Prophet said, "Balighu anni walau ayah," convey from me even one ayah that you have learned about Islam. We fail to do that. That's the sin that we have committed. We have betrayed Islam by not sharing the message of Islam with others. The second thing that we get involved, then you pass judgment. Who gives you the right to pass judgment? He go to hell. He's a bad person. Did the Prophet came to his people, "You all go to hell if you don't listen to me"? No. He just said, "Ayuhan nas, kulu la ilaha illallah tuflihun." Oh people, come, let us say la ilaha illallah, inshallah, we will end with happiness, success. That's all. He never talked to them about praying yet, about fasting. He never talked anything about the other ritual, because that is not important yet. The most important thing, can they accept Allah as the true God and believe in Him? Aqidah, Tawheed, that is the most important message in Islam. You can try it, brother and sister, when you see your friend who are not yet Muslim. Talk to them about one God and say, "Can you accept?" Normally, it's not difficult. But when you put other ritual into it, then they start to feel depression. No? They may ask you, "Now, if I accept this religion, I accept Allah, must I change my attire? Must I dress like you, cowboy?" Neither you can say, "No need." then you have no wisdom. You cannot change the law of God. You cannot mispresent Islam. Only thing, you don't worry about that thing yet. If you can accept Allah, you just do that. Yeah, now. Later on, inshallah, when he start to accept Islam, when he start to learn about Islam, we pray. Then Allah will open her heart and she can just change her attire without being pressured by anybody from the inner side. Yeah. Because a lot of Muslims today are so very confused. They are wearing the hijab is not because of Allah. It's because trendy. It's another trend now. So this is not because of Allah's commandment. It's just a trend. Intention is very important. They may come to you that I still like to do this, still like to do that. What do you say? Nothing to say now. Can you accept Allah? Just remind them about that. If they can accept, they may commit some sin after that. And we all have commit sins. But we are still Muslim. And that is important. As long as they are in, let them come in first. And we help them to develop. Yeah, inshallah. Now today, according to my reference, we should be dealing on page 39. Yeah? Bringing laws and justice to humanity. Now, brothers and sisters, Prophet was sent with a guidance, with commandment, books that was revealed by Allah. And what is written in the book of Allah is about laws and justice to bring peace to everybody. The difference between God's law and human-made law is God's law is divine. Nobody is above God's law. Human-made law always have double standard. The lawmaker may be excused. He know how to play around with the law. But Allah's ruling, nobody can change. Because the law of Allah do not follow us. We all must learn how to follow the law of Allah. But when human made laws keep on changing because they want to make sure that the law that they made is to protect them. And that's why in the time of the Prophet, when he talked to the people of the books, the Yahud and Nasara, those who are more senior and pioneer than all of us, who received other scripture before Quran, they went wrong. Why they went wrong? They said, we are still following the law of Torah and the law in the Injil. But then the Prophet asked them, do you apply this law to everybody, or you just apply this law to the lower class and the upper class is excluded? They said, yes. And that is why he said that this is not from God. Because it's not written in the Torah or in the Injil or in the Quran that God's law only applies for the low class. You and me. For people in a higher class, they are excluded. They are untouchable. No. Now let us go back to this. By themselves, the people cannot establish justice. Meaning by ourselves, we cannot establish justice. Because we are not just to ourselves. Nobody can say that I am the best. No, we are not just. We have been human, sometimes we have our own feeling. When I like you, I will support you. When I don't like you, no more support. Even you are right. No. Because I don't like you anymore. That is common. That is we, human. Human is like that. They cannot make laws that are pleasing to Allah and fair to all of them. Don't ever think that you know better than Allah, you're coming with some rules and regulation, and you said, I'm pleasing God. I want to make Allah happy with my ideas. No, no, no. Allah is only happy when you follow His commandment. Not you make a new law and say, I do for the sake of Allah. Allah didn't give you that authority to change. Remember Allah said, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Remember all the authority, the kingdom, the power belong to Allah, and He gave to whom He liked. But if we fail, you have to protect the law that Allah has given to us. We thought that we have no better than Allah, our idea is better. Allah sooner or later will take it back, and He'll give it to other people. Yeah. All of us need Allah's guidance for this, and Allah's guidance is delivered through His messengers. And that's why it's easier, it's protected. If Allah's law comes to every one of us, then everybody can, I also receive from Allah. Last night I dream, Allah talked to me, you know, you have to change some law. There will be a lot of problems. You see how wise Allah is. He knows, you know, what we can do. So before we create all this fitna, He makes sure that His commandment, the book, He only revealed to one man. So no confusion. Can you imagine if He gave it to two, the other party said, no, I also received another revelation. And then you have the clash of revelation. You remember the history of the false prophets? In the time of the prophet, before the prophet passed away, there are few people claimed to be also the messengers of Allah. Musaylama, few majority men, one or two women. But you know how smart they do it? They send letter. They are not staying close to the prophet. They are staying other country. They send message. Letter to the prophet, to call the prophet to instruct them what to do now. So when the letter reached the prophet do not know how to read. So his companion will read for him, explain to him, and then he called them to write and send back the letter. You know what happened? These kazzabin, liars, when they receive the letter, of course, there is a khatam. Khatam from Prophet Muhammad ﷺ seal. Then they make some changes. They are so smart to make some changes. You see, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ have appointed me as a prophet to all of you. See, this is the letter. You know, at that time, you don't have SMS, you know. You don't have smartphone that you can call. Ya Rasulullah, did you send a letter and the statement said so and so? Nobody is there to follow up. They just believe whatever the people say to them. So they start to claim they are also the messengers. And later on the news came to the prophet. And this is one of the great fitna. If they don't repent, Islamic law is here to say, number one, they are no more a Muslim, they are liars, they are the agent of Dajjal, twist and turn the truth. Either they repent or they will be executed. Because they are misguiding people. There is a danger if you yourself are misguided between you and God. But if you are misguiding others, you cannot let this happen. Allah said, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنْزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمِيزَانِ ليقوم الناس بالقسط. We have surely sent our messengers with clear sign. Allah did not send a messenger and let the messenger do whatever he want. No. He will appoint a messenger and he will send the commandment, the kitab, to the prophet to guide them. And we send down with them the scripture and the balance, so that the people would establish justice. That's why Allah's rule is well balanced. Whatever Allah wants us to do, mashallah, He do not want us to overdo things. To be aggressive is not good. Too passive is not good. Middle way is always the best. Now the balance is the law that allows the people to deal with each other fairly. You have rights, other people have rights. Yeah. The men have their rights, the women also have their rights. Our children also have rights. Everybody's right must be honored to maintain peace. If our right is being honored, I don't think we want to create problem anymore. The problem starts when our right is not being honored. And we have been very patiently hoping that our right will be given back to us, and people keep on oppressing and oppressed, that what will happen? We will bounce back. And that is what happened to the world today. When they don't care, and people have voiced out their problem, their suffering, they just don't care because they don't face the problem, they don't face the difficulty, they can do anything they want, and we can do anything we want. And then the time will come when people keep on pressing anything, one day the thing will bounce back. It's sure to happen. It's a matter of time. If you think that you can get away from it because you are so powerful, don't forget you are going to leave behind your children. Don't forget that. You may live happily with all the power you have. You think you can do anything you want, but Allah is judge. Something just happened to you, now the whole family is gone. Now people will come. Your interest is gone. People don't care, your children. But if you are a good leader, people will honor you not only when you are alive. Even after you die, people will honor you and honor your family. People will talk good about you, and your children will benefit from that goodness. Islam is talking about the future. It's not talking about now, no. So if anyone asks us, brothers and sisters, what is deen? Remember this name, this term. What is Deenul Islam, Deenullah, and other Deen? You know, there's an ayah Allah said, Allah reminds us that He sent prophets to bring the truth. Liyuzhiro ala deeni kulli walau karihal mushrikun. And the Deen of Allah will prevail to overrule the man-made deen. Even the disbeliever are not happy with it. Now what is this deen that Allah is talking about, that the messengers was sent to bring these deens, to bring changes? Even the changes is disliked by a lot of people, but we have to change for the best. And if people ask us, what is deen? We say, the easiest way to explain deen is the do and the don'ts. Remember this. What is deen? Deen is the do and the don'ts. But this is not man-made do's and don'ts, it's divine. And that is the difference. Where other deen is man-made deen. Every country have their own laws and order. It differ from one country to another country. Not only that, it differ from one state to another state. In other area, it differ from one tribe to another tribe. But Allah's rule applies for everybody. In many cases, the poor prophets rule among their people and show them how to follow Allah's rule, Allah's law and order. This was true about Adam, Noah, Musa, Muhammad, and many other prophets. Allah said, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحُكْمَةَ وَالنُّبُوَّةَ فَإِنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهَا هَؤُلَاءِ فَقَدْ وَكَّلْنَا بِهَا قَوْمًا لَيْسُوا بِهَا بِكَافِرِينَ. In Surah Al-An'am, verses 89, those prophets are the one to whom we give them the scripture and authority and prophethood. So if these disbelievers reject the guidance, then we have entrusted to a person who do not disbelieve in it. Yeah? So if these disbelievers reject the guidance, then we have entrusted it to a people who do not disbelieve in it. We understand this? Do we understand this ayah? Good. Number one, Allah is telling all of us, the prophet that Allah chose, the messenger that Allah appointed, Allah didn't give him the full authority to do anything he want. But Allah gave him a book, the scripture as a guidance, and that book have the authority to decide. So if anybody said this is what Allah said, that is the authority. Not what I say. And that's why the Prophet said, if there are three judges, two go to hell. One will go to paradise. The one who act according to the authority given by God. The one who try to act according to other rule, they have caused injustice to the people. Because we are human, we are not perfect. We have weaknesses that people can buy us over. People can corrupt us with power, with money. Then we cannot be fair anymore. I show you one simple example that woman's right is not being protected. The one who conduct a nikah is a female or male? Male or female? Male. So far, we don't experience that female become the juru nikah yet. It can happen when there's no more meal. Then whoever have the knowledge have to do something. But as long as there's a meal, then alhamdulillah, you don't have to take that big responsibility. It's a big responsibility. You know why we say it's big? Because one of the things that they have to remind the man, the groom, if I abandon my wife 4 months continuously without giving her her rights, financial support, and also she have the emotion rights. And if she make a complaint, and the authority look at her complaint, they have to follow up, and then what she said is true. According to the law today, she just have to give the authority RM 10 ringgit. Is that easy? Is that very cheap? You don't have to engage a lawyer and waste your time, waste their time, waste your money. And they give you a lot of ideas. Just go to the authority, explain this is what happened. I give 10 ringgit. Registration. Service charge. 10 ringgit saja. When it's found that your complaint is true, you have the right to free yourself. Khalas. Can you imagine 10 ringgit, alhamdulillah, you are a free woman. But in reality, you have to suffer. Up and down. And you want to make it fast, there has a runner. Everywhere today, you want it fast. I know another way. Of course, you must engage me as your runner. I'll get a good lawyer, so on. Everything is money today. Everything is money. So those who don't have the money will suffer more. And the worst thing is because we do not know how to go about it. We just wait and wait. Where Islam is so easy, 10 ringgit, case, selesai. Then who can make money from us? Nobody. We are facing problem and people want to make money out from us. Can you imagine what is kind of people we are facing today? When you have problem, people should come and help you for the sake of Allah. But people is taking a right from your problem. InshaAllah, Allah protect us from this. So that's why Allah said, the Prophet has no authority to say anything without the guidance from Allah Rabbul Alameen. And that's why they are so different than all of us. That's why Allah called them Nubuwah. It's a Nubuwah. The Prophethood is an Amanah. So they will not just say anything based on their liking. With the authority given by Allah Rabbul Alameen. But in the same time, Allah is telling all of us, you will come across some people who will not accept. You know, today, the world today, you can see those who are in a higher authority, they don't like to follow this law. Because this law will come after them. And that's why when you want to talk about Islamic laws, you want to talk about hudud, not only not yet Muslim is saying no, Muslim also say no. Can you imagine? We are telling the people, we do not want to accept the Islamic law. It's not practical. Why it's not practical? Why it's not practical? Because the law is going to come after them. If the law will exclude them, okay, we agree. Because they protect their own interests. But Allah is not here to protect just one group and oppress the other. Allah is here to protect everyone. When He create everyone, He give them the provision. He give them the risk. He provides for everybody. He never said, I only provide for the believers. I provide to every living soul. And that's why you see Allah's rizki is so vast and so fair. Chinese, Indian, they work hard, they get more. Yeah, Allah is very fair. They sit for the exam, they learn more. Alhamdulillah, they don't have to drink Zamzam water or any one jumpy water. They just drink Pepsi Cola and Kopi O and then Starbucks. MashaAllah, they got 5 stars. Why? Because they work hard. You want to pass this, to pass that, you just have to follow the Sunnatullah. The Sunnatullah say you have to work for it. That's how it goes. And then the Sunnatullah always want those who have authority to help those who don't have authority, to make life easier. Yassiru wa la tu'assiru. Make it easy, because then Allah will make your life easier, and inshallah you will easily go to paradise. Don't you want that? That's what our aim, our destiny. But today, people of authority is going to make your life difficult until you make them happy. Do you know what is that? Alhamdulillah, we people who have knowledge, I don't have to detail it, you know. I just say something, you understood. Alhamdulillah. Easy, yeah? Authority is amanah, is for you. It's like the Prophet was given the authority by Allah. Did the Prophet so make life difficult for his people? He find ways to make it easier. Yassiru wala tubassiru wala tu'assiru bashiru wala tunaffiru. MashaAllah, look at the mission of all the Prophet. They can come and change everything, no one knows. Who knows? Because they said, revelation come to me. Are you to challenge my authority? No. And that's why it's so easy for people to respond to their call, because they are here to prove to you that Islam is for all, justice for all. Or no justice for all. That is called justice. Human right is human right. It's now mean to only the white have more right upon the black. No. The law do not recognize color. The law do not recognize who you are. The law of Allah is above everything. And the beauty of Islam is the law of Allah do never change. 1,500 years ago, what is haram before haram today? Allahu Akbar. We are so confused. Today, the halal and haram thing also make us so confused. One day we are eating McDonald's and KFC, then not halal. Astaghfirullah azim. After eating for 50 years of chicken inside my body, somebody said it's not halal. What is happening? Somebody is making another comment. But alhamdulillah, I know we are not trained to warm it out again, you know. Go for the cleansing. If not, there will be a lot of business, new business coming out. Clinic for cleansing. Yeah. To pump up, to wash all the haram food in your body. You know? And we have a very skilled person who you use water with mud. We come up with a very unique way of cleansing. Water, zamzam, plus mud. And this mud may come from the Dead Sea. It's sure to kill everything and wash everything clean, flush. Wow. I think people can come up to that. People, I hope they don't get this idea from me. No, they are coming. Nowadays, you can see a lot of things is selling in the market. People want to go to Umrah and Hajj. They are preparing a lot of things. These are special things, they are special things, and then stuff. I'm worried that everything become business. For the not yet Muslim also, they have the same problem, because it's human, it's you and me, we have a lot of ideas. You go to China, you ask them about, hey Chinese, people, do you have the Yisang? What is Yisang? But you come to Malaysia, Malaysia have a lot of things that China don't have. Chinese also get confused today. Chinese New Year is just coming. And people also don't know what to do now. They say, if you don't buy that kind of food, then there's no future for you. And then this year 2070 will be a bad luck for you. Then whether you are rich or poor, you have to have a yisang. Man, people get confused. When you are caught into this area, people use religious platform and then they use commercial value. And if you want to chase all the devil, the evil, the bad spirit out from your house, you must create special sound inside. And you must invite the dragon dance, lion dance. Ah, it's coming. All money, they don't come free. Remember, I'm coming with a group, jama'ah. Then you have to pay. And they have an understanding. You cannot just say, okay, you can send anybody, I will give you some. No. We want an agreement. Sign. Don't give me 5 ringgit, 10 ringgit, waste our energy. We have to jump here, jump there. And then at the end, we get 5 ringgit. Crazy. Maybe they go 5,000, no more 100 now. Especially when the money is dropping. They say, how can 100 have no value? So everything is just money. Now this is very important, brothers and sisters. The Prophet was not sent to reinforce or introduce law that is not from God. The Prophet was only given the authority to convey what was revealed to them. Nothing. وَمَا يَنْتِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٍ يُوحَىٰ. They were never uttered except what Allah have revealed to them. They will never say anything according to their feeling. My feeling, my thinking. No, you don't need to do that. Because Allah understands all of us better and He knows what is the best. You just have to have faith, believe and submit to Him and move on. A lot of blessing. Test will be there. Nobody can say, I will not be tested. All the Prophet has been tested. All the companions have been tested. More than all of us. But at the end of the day, Allah gives them success, victory, because they have the faith in Allah, Rabbul Alam, and they submit to Allah's rule. And this is very important. If Allah do not organize this in this manner, there will be a lot of problem. If Allah would just give this wahyu to just anybody, there will be a lot of fitna. The same goes to when people ask, how do Allah look like? No prophet dare to say, Allah look like this. No. Allah make it so clear that none of the prophet have even seen Allah's image. So no one know how do Allah look like. Can you imagine if just one prophet said, I know how Allah looked like. And every time you can see there will be a group of people who was gifted by Allah, they are good artists. They can draw. They really can draw a human image. And the way they do it, that when you look at the image, that the guy, the image is alive. You stare for 5 minutes, you can see that, he's alive. His eye is staring at you. Yeah, there are people who are very good in that. But none of the prophets said, we know how Allah look like. It's easier. So nobody can say, Allah look like this, Allah look like that. Look at our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. He make it very clear, nobody had the right to draw his image. Nobody. And that's why Allah protect the face of the Prophet, even Satan cannot be assembled by it like Prophet Muhammad. Even it will now come in the dream to you and to me. That means Satan cannot just appear into a dream and tell us, I'm Muhammad, so look at me, I look like Prophet Muhammad. For the believer, Shaitan cannot reassemble like the prophets. He cannot take the face of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why if anybody cartoonist come and draw a picture of some guy with a beard, with a turban, rule number one, we don't believe that this is Prophet Muhammad. We cannot say, no, we don't believe in that. Cut them off. If they are playing around, we say, I think they are drawing the image of their grandfather. I think that grandfather looked like this. Throw it back to them. Maybe their father once upon a time looked like this. Because we don't believe that Prophet Muhammad looked like that. But they are drawing an image, they say, Muhammad. Why must we just believe in that? Only we feel that these people have no respect to our right. Neither any Muslim can draw an image and say Jesus looked like that. It's haram. We cannot do that. You can draw any image, okay, Moses looked like that. You can't do that. Alhamdulillah, until today, no Muslim does that. But the people who said human rights, freedom, they have no respect to other people's right. May Allah protect us, inshallah. Amen. From misunderstanding, from thinking that we know better than Allah, from guiding people without the guidance of Allah Rabbul Alamin. Because that is not guidance. Guidance must be from Allah. Why you never refer to the book of Allah, don't call that as a guidance. It's your opinion, that's all. The last issue that I'm going to share with you, brothers and sisters, acting as excellent example for humanity. Usually it is not enough for the people to receive Allah's instruction. They would need to see how to follow this instruction in real life. So it become easier for all of us. So the Prophet was sent to show the people how to follow Allah's instruction in the best way, because he is the best man, the best leader, the best examples. But he have to face a lot of problems from his own people, because he is going to bring changes. The religion of Allah is sent to us to make life easy. That people have been oppressing other group because of they have authority, because they think they are smarter than other group. They lie on other group, they cheat other people. But Islam is here to protect and change all this. When you do business, make sure you are honest in your dealing. Be sincere in your dealing. You lie, then you have a problem. Umar ibn Khattab, when he was become the caliph, normally he will visit the market area. And when he reached the market area, he did not impose that you have to pay license money to sell goods. No. Any good that is good, you can sell. He was there to monitor. No cheating, no lying. That's all. He was there to remind all the hawkers, the businessmen, don't ever, I caught you lying, I caught you cheating, then you're in trouble. Today, only Allah knows. It's up to you to survive. We have to pay this, pay that, and in the same time, you are free to do anything. You can mark up the price. Normally when I go for shopping, I also look at Alhamdulillah, a Muslim brother, Shukur. You know. He put all the beautiful fruits, and all the big size above, I say, Alhamdulillah, I take 1 kilo. Because we are simple people, we trust that he is giving us the one that he is up there. So we just bismillah, and then we took it. When we come home, we got all the different size, and some rotten thing is included. What kind of business are you talking about? You are lying. You cannot do that kind of business. I pay you according to what you say, the price that you agreed with me, and you give me the wrong kind of fruit. Rotten fruit also you sell it to me. What kind of businessman is this? It's like when I go to ask for drink, I say, I want orange juice. Remember, yeah? Banana drinks. I want pineapple juice. Juice. Remember, I don't want ice. Oh, ice a bit. A bit is 3/4. Can you imagine they charge you pineapple juice price, but you are drinking ice? Ice is the cheapest kind of water. Can you imagine what is going on? So immediately okay comes. Do you remember I said to you, I do not want a lot of ice, a bit. This is 3/4 ice. I'm not paying for ice. I'm paying for the pineapple juice. Oh, it's normal. No, we are always like that. But I told you, I know you're doing that kind of business. And that's why I'm here to remind you, don't put ice. Astaghfirullah. See what is going on, man. Because when you don't follow the instruction, you make life difficult. I will drink, but I will pay you, but I'm not happy. I know you are lying to me. You cheat me now. Islam, that kind of business is haram. No more blessing. Islam is here to make things easy, inshaAllah. Yeah? Remember, brother and sister, and those who have the authority, when you make life easy for others for the sake of Allah, Allah will make your life easy. And when Allah make your life easy, Allah also will make the life of your children easy. InshaAllah, you ease the life of others, Allah will make life easy for you. Not only here, but the Prophet said, Allah will ease your problem until the hereafter. Can you imagine the reward that Allah give us? Just have patience. Yeah? Just be contented what you have. Don't be greedy. Don't be selfish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to bless us, mashaAllah, brother and sister. Look for that blessing. Yeah? It's important. And this is why the Prophet was sent to show us. Prophet Muhammad was a businessman. You see how he do business. He never mark up anything that should not mark up. He's very honest. If his wife, Khatija was the boss before he got married, Khatija, he was a salesman. Then if Khatija just said to him, now Muhammad, you take this good from me, my product, you sell every bottle, example, I'm just giving example, every bottle of honey, 20 ringgit, example. Every 20 ringgit, you have 20% commission. Yes, 20%. That's all. And accommodation by the boss. Transportation will be given to you. Makan, minum, transport, the boss tanggung. Clean, 20% you get. You see, this Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will bring with him all this product and move to another area, and that is what he will sell. 20 ringgit. 20. He's not greedy because he know he'll get 20% clean. 20% is his. Enough. And that's why everything that the Prophet brought with him to sell, everyone will buy from him first. Where other salesmen will have the same instruction, but when they reach the other area, the price have markup double. People will have to buy if they need that product. But they are not happy to know that it's expensive. And that's why the Prophet will come home very fast and bring all the profit, because he have sold all the things that he brought with him. Because it's cheap, the same quality, and people are happy, and he's not greedy, and if people don't have the mean, now it's up to him as a salesman, he can give the person without that commission. Even his commission, he said, I don't need, I'll give you less than that. I give you a special discount, 20% discount. That is his commission. 20% I give you. You don't. If you still can't afford, I give you free. This is the man, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Very, very helpful, sincere and honest. Always have in his heart to make things easy and make life easy for others, to help others. And that's why when he came back from the trip so fast and bring back the money, the boss Khatijah was amazed. What kind? How can he sell the thing so fast? All my businessmen take 3 months, 4 months to come home. He 1 month he's back, and then everything sold. No more stock, clear. And that's why she checked. Now the boss have to check this man, how he do business. He checked, she checked through her assistant that she sent with him. How do Muhammad do this business? Sell my product. And now the assistant said, I never seen a businessman like him. He is not greedy, he don't lie, he don't cheat. He's a very, very honest and sincere man. What is his reward? What is his reward? Allah. It's not bonus. It's not given over time. No. She gave herself to him. Can you imagine? And she is not just a woman who have money. She's a noble lady, a woman who also have beauties. Man, one, she also become very careful, because twice she got married, veiled. But when come to Muhammad, and Muhammad is a poor guy, he know Muhammad, yatim, fakir, miskin, everything is in him. Nothing. Zero. But Allahu Akbar, it is the character that Khatijah value. Allahu Akbar. And at the end of the day, every single money, wealth that Allah gave Khatijah, Khatijah gave it to the Prophet for the sake of Allah to propagate Islam. Allahu Akbar. Because when you want to do all this good work, you need good support. You want to do good thing to help the poor, you need people who have the means to help you. Alhamdulillah, Khatijah have done the best, and that's why the Prophet ﷺ, after the death of Khatijah, when he got married with others, on and off, he would mention about Khatijah. And all the other wives have no complaint. They know, because they also are widows, except Aisha. Aisha been a young girl. Yeah. Normally, they have some complaint. Yeah. But Alhamdulillah, after that, the Prophet remind all of them. Alhamdulillah, they all realized, you know, we should not get jealous unnecessary. The Prophet ﷺ was reminded by Allah again. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ حَدَ اللَّهِ فَبِهُدَاهُمْ. Allah said, فَبِهُدَاهُمْ اُقْتَدِهَ. Those Prophet are the ones whom Allah has guided. So from their guidance, take an example. That means if you want to be guided, you have to follow the prophets. But remember, we cannot be a prophet. None of us can be a prophet. You just follow what he wants you to do first, not what the prophet is doing. What he wants you to do. And that's why between Qawlun Nabi and Fi'lun Nabi, please understand this term, between the saying of the prophet and the action of the prophet, we give priority to the saying, the adab of following the prophet. Do what he wants you to do first. Don't do what he's doing until he commands you to do. And that's why you look at the saying of the prophet, mashallah, he wake up for tahajjud, he never missed tahajjud. But he never said, perform tahajjud. If none of you wake up for tahajjud, you are not one of me. He never said that. He just maintained your fard. He emphasized the fard first. Those who really want to do the sunnah and keep on coming to the prophet and ask, then the prophet will look at him. If he's ready, the prophet adds some more. He is not like us. And come to compare with each other. Do you wake up at night and pray? Oh, you sleep all the way. Huh? So your iman is only in the daytime, nighttime. Your iman is no more there. No? Your iman is a sleeping iman at night. No, no, alhamdulillah. No, good for you to wake up is good. There's nothing wrong for you to start to compare. The shaitan comes. That's why as husband and wife too, if you feel that you want to pray at night, midnight, you can, no problem. But then don't complain. My husband is so lazy. My husband, he don't want to pray at night. Because it's not compulsory. Why must you make it a burden? You want to do, alhamdulillah. But it's not right for the husband to say, don't pray. It's sunnah. Sleep, sleep, sleep. Now, hi, I love sleep. You also must love how to sleep like me. No, no, no. You can sleep well and the other party prefer to wake up and pray. Let her. Let her. But don't force. Yeah? The Prophet is the best example. Allahu Akbar. Wallahi alham. He made life so easy for everybody. And he just gave them the right guidance, never burden any of his people. He never burdened people. He made life easy. As for the last prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah make it very clear, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. You, O Muhammad, surely have in Allah's, or you, all of us, surely, we have in Allah's mentioned in the Prophet an excellent example. Now Allah is making it very clear. He commands us to look at this man because this man, Muhammad, is the best example for all of us. Can you imagine, brother and sister, if you want to be a very successful businessman, look at this one man. You don't have to go to the east, to the west. Look at one man from the Middle East. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You want to be a good leader? Look at this one man. That's all. Read his history. Try your best to follow his footsteps. Not to follow him to be a prophet. You can't be. You just follow at least four character of the prophets. Just four. Number one, Siddiq. You must always be truthful. Number two is what? Amanah. Number three is what? Fatana. And all of us fail in Fatana. We have no wisdom. Even to speak out what is right, you must have wisdom. Yes. Even the amanah that was entrusted to you, when you want to act upon, you must use a lot of wisdom. Then the last is what? tabligh. Tabligh is what? To convey, to share. You know, as year change, we must move forward. A businessman want more business. People who are looking for wealth, more wealth. People who are very concerned about health, more health. Yeah, we want everything to be more. The same thing, we must increase more patient, more loving, more caring, more sharing, more. Tabligh. Tabligh, brothers and sisters, mean whatever you have, don't be selfish, don't be greedy, share. Give it. The more you give, Allah will give back. You give, Allah will give back. Don't worry. Don't worry about Allah's rizqi to you. You must be worried, what do I do with the rizqi of Allah? That is important. And look at Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People have offered him many, many things, many offers. Just stop calling people back to Allah. There's only one thing we demand in return. You want authority, we give you the authority. You want wealth, we collect all the money and give it to you so you become the most wealthier person among all of us. You just name it, but only one thing we ask from you. You can ask us what you want, we only ask you in return one. Stop calling people to Islam. Leave us alone with our belief, with our wrongdoing. Don't come and do changes in our community. Leave us alone. There is the only thing they ask from Muhammad. In return, they are prepared to give him everything. Allah Rabbul Alamin. But he is not like you and me. If you will offer that, what do you think, brother and sister? What do you think you will do? You stop your mission. I'll give you a Porsche plus driver. Anywhere you want to go, you fly first class. Everything ready. Hotel, 5 stars. Anything you want, you just ask. But don't speak out the truth. What do you think you will do? What do you think you will do? I think you will remember the old saying. There's no hadith on that. The old saying, there is one old saying. Yeah, but the saying is in Malay. Musuh jangan cari, rezeki jangan tolak. Very wise saying. Musuh, don't create problem with people. When people offer you this kind of offer, just grab a car. Yeah. Just accept, don't talk. It's risky. And then the shaitan will come this one. And the old people, you ask opinion to this brother, this sheikh. You know, it is a risky. You know, Allah is giving you, Allah love you so much that He's giving so much risky, you know. I think it's fair now. Nah. It's not just fair. You know, you are the luckiest person. Now they talk about luck now. And then you stop your mission. That's all. You are gone. What is life without a mission, brother and sister? What is life without a mission? You have the knowledge, you have the skill, you have the money, you have everything, you are healthy, but you have no mission in life. Eat, drink, sleep. Smile here, laugh a bit, cry a bit. Palas, is that your life? No, life is full of mission. You have a better life waiting for you. You must carry out your mission. Go through all the difficulty now. Now, just for a while, Allah will give you big reward. That is why we are here. We are here to prepare for our betterment there, not here. Here you learn how to move around, inshallah. Hard time, you learn how to go overcome hardship. Move, inshallah, you survive. You will survive. You know the water, the flowing water, the stream, river water. Before this water want to reach the ocean, at the end they are going to reach somewhere. From the mountain, they are coming down. They will hit the ocean to be part of the ocean. This is a small river stream, but they have to end somewhere. Now, to reach that, the ocean, to be part of the ocean, what do you think they have to do? What do the water have to go through? Yeah? You have seen how the river flow down? They have to hit so many obstacles. Trees fall upon them. They move on. Rocks, they move. But those who don't move, those who want to play it very passive kind of water, they just move into one corner and rest there. They don't want to go through all the obstacles. What is going to happen to that water? Huh? Either it dry up, either the water will be polluted. Nobody want to take that water anymore. The taste change, the color change. Yeah? You don't consider that water fresh anymore. Dead animal will fall then. A lot of things will happen. But the running water, even people are urinating there, and then you are taking a bath below, don't worry. You are clean. Don't worry, because it is running. Inshallah. No. Some urine will touch you, and then the other water come and wash it for you, inshallah. Yeah. And there is a difference between the flowing water and the stagnant water. While you stay there, you don't want to move forward, you don't want to change, you don't want to face difficult time, you do not want to face some obstacle, there is no mission, there's no life. We are not going to be like that. We have to move forward. There are more to do, inshallah. And the more we do for Allah, Rabbul Alameen, brother and sister, you may have more challenges, but at the end of the day, you hit your destiny. Allah will reward you with Jannah. And that's what we are here for. Because we want to have a good ending. And Allah promised us, we all will have a good ending as long as you know what you must do and keep on moving forward. Inshallah. Two things before I open for Q&A. Number one, next weekend is a holiday. What holiday is that? The CNY. Yeah. So happened that next weekend also will be a holiday for all of us. Yeah, because I wouldn't be around here. Yeah. We have some conference in other country. So we take a break. For Saturday also is a break. Sunday also is a break. For those who are visiting family members who are not yet Muslim, or friends who are not yet Muslim, please remember, anything that they offer that is not been offered to whatever they believe, and if the food is halal, it's halal for you. Oranges, biscuits, anything that is halal is halal. But only one area. Sometimes if they have prepared a lot of oranges, then sometimes the oranges is finished, they take it from the refrigerator, also gone. Now they left maybe 10 pieces that they offer to the altar. They may have some offering too. And they no more orange, they bring that down, that orange. And you know, it's happening in front of you. Don't eat. that kind of orange is been offered for whatever they believe is not halal for us anymore. But they don't know, it's orange one. They don't understand. Do you know that if anybody slaughter with the name of Allah a chicken, they offer to the jinn, you can't eat anymore. They offer to the karamat, you can't eat anymore. This is important, yeah? About giving ang pao, red packet, if you don't like the color, you change another color, yellow. You still don't like yellow, I think you like green. Food, green. I don't think they worry about the packet. Children especially, they don't care about that color. What is important, the color inside. That color attract them more. Not the color outside. Color outside, they're going to throw. No. So that one is just to make the young people happy. That's what they want. They want money. If you want them to give, no problem. But any ritual involved, we have the right to lakum dinukum waliyatin. Always remember that. Number two, I like to remind and ask some feedback. Last week when we were not here, we have our backup and the speaker to assist me, alhamdulillah. They may choose some topic sometime. I want to just get some feedback. The brothers and sisters, are you all okay with the topic that they share with all of you here? Some feel okay, some don't feel that okay. Yeah, I don't know. Some is showing me that they are not so okay. You know the topic was about what last week? Do you have the right to be happy? Is that a good topic? But you all are okay with the... Okay. But sometimes people just want to share with us about the general understanding about happiness. But later on, inshallah, people will share with us happiness in Islam. Now it's a general meaning of happiness, of course. Do you have the right to be happy? Everybody say, why? Then you want us to be sad always? Of course, we should have the right to be happy. But maybe we must also learn how to be happy according to the Islamic principle. When somebody dies, are we happy? Good. When the people that you don't like die, are you happy? So you look at that, you have different meaning. You are not happy when the people that you love is no more with you. You are not happy that the people that you care is not close to you. Of course. That is the right feeling. But again, Allah will test us too. Of course, people who we don't like, now He is gone, He will make you very happy too. But one last thing I'd like to share with you about this. If you are taking care of somebody, say, your father dislikes somebody in the family, don't ever talk to him about this person. Don't mention the name. You will irritate him, you make him very sad. Then don't do that. It may be one of the family members. So if your parent is sick, that particular person want to visit, don't. Say thank you to them. If you remember them, you can pray. Now if when he was alive, he don't like. When he is dead, we have to honor. Don't let him to come to the house. But if he want to be in the burial ground, it's an open area. Anybody can come. But your private seat, when he don't like him to come when he was alive, you honor his right. You understand that? It can be difficult sometimes, but it is our duty. Yeah. You know, if you allowed it to happen when he was sick, the presence of this guy will make him very unhappy. And you don't have that right to do that. Give them some peace of mind and a good ending. That is very important. Yeah? So again, brothers and sisters, now we open for Q&A. Fatafadda. Any question from the sisters? Now, can you send a mic to the sisters? There's one mic already behind. Alhamdulillah. Fadda.
Assalamualaikum, Ustaz.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
We were talking about the rights of people. And the rights of our Syrian brothers also are there, obviously. They have the right to ask for assistance from all of us. But how does Allah look upon us when we are unable to assist them?
Assisting one another is not just by giving them things. We can give them the right advice, how to go about. We have to guide them. They need more guidance sometimes. But the best thing to do when helping one another is to do it collectively so that it do not burden just one person. And it should be organized in a way that we know how to help them properly. I think giving a good advice is very easy. Anybody can do it. Yeah. I think no one can say, I can't help you at all. By giving him an advice is also helping a person. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, Sadaqah is not just giving money, no. You don't have the money. If you give money and then you are going to spoil him more, then don't give him. But now you give him good advice. Also you are helping, because a good advice is also a sadaqah. So I would say that we have to help each other, of course. But please remember, do it collectively with wisdom so that people do not take us for a ride and people do not create stories. You know, sometimes people who want to ask for help financially, they become a great liar. They create stories that do not exist. They'll give you this story and that story, and then sometimes we are so busy you have no time to listen to the story. Enough, like, I'll give you. And that is what you want. You know this and that. Through our experience in dealing with people who need help, we were helping them and they lie to us. They create story we just can't tolerate. So we must have that wisdom and patience to handle this thing. Collectively is good. So that will be my answer. We should try. But when you know that somebody is helping, is organizing, then you don't have to entertain anymore. You say, yeah, I heard that you know that. Is there? There are people who don't even admit. They say, no, nobody help. They lie again. And when we caught them lying, very good for us. Then when they come again, we'll give them a good advice. We want them to change first. And this time we are going to be very more detailed. Because at first we accept you, what you say, and you lie to us, and we still will help you, and you keep on lying. If we keep on helping you based on your lie, we are really very, very stupid. And bodo and bahalul. Yeah. They think they can cheat you, they can slaughter you with their words. Oh, that is too bad. That is too bad. We don't allow that to happen to us. Everything, there is a limit. Yeah. Naam. That will be my answer, inshallah. Yeah. Be ready. Always you have intention to help others, it's good. But do it in the best manner with wisdom, inshallah. Yeah. Next question from the brother here, please.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Naam, faddal.
So, you know, let's say some of us have come across a convention that is coming to Malaysia for the first time, and that has many international eloquent speakers, right? We saw the video of the previous conference, and it's the format of it is somewhat questionable, and you know, it has things like live performances and whatnot. Islamic conference. And
under the Islamic platform,
yeah. Okay. And we feel that it could cause.
It's very important. Be very clear. Don't say it's Islamic when there are a lot of mixture. Right and wrong together. It's not Islamic. Right is Islamic. Yeah. So only sometimes people use Islamic platform. We don't know what the. Is inside is all Islamic or not? They mix up everything, they confuse everything, because they are not thinking of educating people, they are thinking of money. If the intention is just commercial, then you know that something is not right.
So we feel that the danger is that they have many eloquent speakers who are famous in Malaysian society, and we feel that it could cause a great fitnah to the Malaysian public. People who don't know may get led astray. So, you know, it's, let's say, what do we do? You know, do we, because we don't want to condemn them in public. Yeah. And
those, you know, who know, who have knowledge, you alert whoever you know, so that they are alert. Yeah. Anything that in the grey area, we should not support. If the Prophet has said, great, stay away. If it's known that this kind of thing, there's some, because you see, this is marketing strategy. Now, scholars also become a problem. If the scholar is not wise enough, he just accepts anything. You know? And then, by you participating in an event that is so mixed with so other many things, you're giving a signal to the public, it's okay. No, the event, the organizer for event are very, very smart today. They know that the marketing today, people like religious thing. So they are coming with religious scholars, and they know that people are inclined to all the foreign speaker, English speaking kind of people. Wow, it's marketing. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, the way of educating his ummah, when he want to send anybody out to present Islam, he really make sure that this man have the right intention, have the right understanding, then only he send them. He do not just allow anybody to represent him like that. How about Islam? To represent Allah's religion is a great amanah. And the public are confused. You and me, normal people, do not know maybe how to differentiate, how to filter what is right and what is wrong. Now they come out with all these big names and so on. And because we like that kind of, you know, that kind of attraction. So people who are aware, that's why when people will ask me, what do you think? I say, I have no comment. Why? Because I do not know who is the organizer? That number two, I do not know really who are the speaker except those who I know that I think he may be okay, but don't ask me about everybody, because it's not right for me to tell you that it's okay when I do not know. But if I know that some people is doubtful, I will say, the Prophet said, stay away from doubtful area, that's all. So who is better for you to follow than the reminder of Prophet Muhammad, stay away. But sometimes we also being human, we are weak, we like to be entertained. Plus some entertainment, now we forgot about all what is doubtful now. Okay, name is a name. You must be careful. That's why real scholars are very careful. They monitor, they check, and then if people are not aware, they just have to remind the public, and it's up to the public to decide. Now we cannot stop anybody, but the public have to be very careful. We are responsible to our own doing. You waste your time, you waste your money, and what you get is a mixed kind of value. They say Islam, and then they do something un-Islamic, but Islamic platform. So may Allah protect us, but we know the fitna is coming. Fitna is going to come more and more, because we are very weak in our iman, we are very weak in our qidah, so this fitna is going to move faster. But when the iman is strong, and that's what you see in the good country, like in Saudi, they don't allow this kind of thing. They know who they can trust, and not just anybody. Yeah. Because they have good scholars who are very outspoken, who dare to tell it, this is wrong. Here, Asia, we have a problem. We are very soft people. But the softness in us, we allow a lot of bad things to come. There's a saying that kita ini lemah lembut. In front, we don't want to comment. Behind, we are not happy. We like to talk about it. We have that character. Where in the Middle East, value is different. One day, know there is some gray area. No. They don't want to entertain anyone. They don't want to waste their time. When you have all the good scholars that you don't have doubts, why don't you just listen to them? Because nobody want to promote them. People like to promote people who can play around, move around, sway around. People like. So may Allah protect us, brother. Those who know you, alert whom you know. People ask you, say, I stay away. Simple. And make it easy, inshallah. Last question from the sisters. I'll come back to you, from the brother. Pass to the sister, please, and then Mike. Sister Aisha. No, we have the sister have the one mic. No problem. This is for the brother side. Pass it to. Pass it to him. Let him hold this.
Assalamualaikum, Ustaz.
Waalaikumsalam, warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Ustaz, was I mistaken? In one of your night kalams, you mentioned about when a person is divorced, the person is completely divorced, but the in-laws remain. Was I correct or mistaken?
Oh yes, the in-laws is become your mahram already, correct. It's also your in-laws. Yeah? When you marry anybody, when you have one time you consummate the marriage, then the in-law become your mahram. Your in-law can, even you go to Hajj, this is your in-law, it can be your mahram. Your father-in-law and so on. But brother-in-law is not your mahram, only the immediate father and mother figure. Yeah? Not the brother or the sister-in-law, because the in-laws, after you divorce somebody, then you can marry with the sister-in-law before and the brother-in-law, but not the father and mother-in-laws.
But in terms of mahram, that I understand, are there any other obligations once you divorce with the person?
Yeah, of you and the husband after divorce is no more a mahram, and then of course your aura, but to the father-in-law is no problem. You are just like a daughter to them. Yeah, no problem at all. Yeah, it's a good question. Yeah, about dealing with in-laws sometimes. Yeah, in-laws is in already, only for the father and mother figures. Yeah. Now.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi
wabarakatuh. Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
As Muslims, we have a duty to also convey the message and also to remind our brothers and sisters Muslims and those who are non-Muslims. For me, I face, when I talk about Islam, people, some accept and some reject.
No.
So to what point do we stop reminding those who keep rejecting us and move on?
No. All the Prophet ﷺ gone through the same kind of experience, and that's why Allah Rabbul Alameen told us about there are some who will accept and there are some who will reject. But a prophet and the believers never give up hope. As long as you still have the opportunity, as long as he still come to you, you have the opportunity to talk to him. But if he become your enemy now because of that, he don't want to see you anymore, and you can't do anything, that's the time you stop. That is the only time you make dua from far. As long as he still come with you, oh, I'm going to talk. And it's like, you know, people are doing something wrong. Yeah, it's like a bad habit, drinking with the left hand. As long as he's still with you, hey, left hand, until he always stay far from you. Instead, he want to drink, I don't want to stay close to his brother Harish, man. He always bother me. You know? So then, it's not your duty anymore. Is a duty for another Muslim. But if he have that kind of brother like us, alhamdulillah. And then I don't know how far he's going to run. Yeah. The best thing is for him to change and he don't run. No, he just change and then he's okay. So as long as you have the means, it's like family members, they are still with you, talk to them. They come to the house, remind them. It's like people who come to your children, pray, keep on reminding. Until they say, I don't want to stay in his house anymore, then we cannot go to the hotel and remind them anymore. If they want to check in the hotel, let the hotel people to remind them. And the Islamic hotel, they remind you, they put azan to every room. Allah. Then you feel irritated, then you move to another hotel. Then there's no azan. Then it's up to him. Now he is moving to the different direction. But as long as you have the opportunity, don't give up. Until they warn you. No? And then when they are hostile to you, maybe there's a time you have to stop. You will know when the thing happens. Yeah? You can feel it sometimes. Yeah? Then you do your level best. لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah will never burden you except what you can. Yeah? Okay? Alhamdulillah. So brother and sister, once again, next week is a break for everybody. I think most of us will be busy traveling, visiting. So, but don't forget your Islamic identity, your values, what you can, what you can't, and try your best, yeah, to do your da'wah, the little da'wah that you can, inshallah. And one of the things that you can ask the Chinese people about what they are doing, what is the history behind that? Why they do that? Because majority also don't know. You know, but you just want to know and see what they say, and you collect that information. But that is also help us to do da'wah. You know, learn to know where this history come from, and know how do it's written in any book. It's good. It's good. We have to make people think. We want them to reflect of what they are doing. Yeah, inshallah. Until we meet up again, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.